Oh, good thing.
Nothing.
Well, okay, it's my turn.
Frank, after that, I got one.
Frank Tiesel was different from Dad because he was blue collar. And Dad was white collar. Indeed, Dad did roll his cuffs up exactly two turns. One, two, you know, and these were, he would have these white shirts, arrow white shirts. And they had cuff links, so that means they had the double cuff that you doubled back, and then you fold them around your wrist, and then you put the cuff link through there.
And then you roll it?
And then, but then on Saturdays, he'd use, like, Friday's shirt, and he would roll it back two more turns. Not all the way up to his bicep, but just
then by the neighbors of the laundromat.
No, he didn't use the Schlicks. He used this Asian place that was down on about 18th Street, despite the fact that the Schlicks next door had a place up at Brentwood, Brentwood Village. He didn't use them, because he had these other guys that he had for 30 years earlier or something. Oh, Lord knows.
Let them go.
Yeah, and, you know, heavy starch, no hangers, not folded. No, folded with shirt cardboards. I'm really diverging, but anyhow, he would fold it back two twists, so it was halfway up his forearm. So I would fold mine back two twists, so they were halfway up my forearms. Yeah, right there.
I still do.
Yeah, and so I taught Randy, my stepson, to fold them back two twists, so they're halfway back his forearms. And I talked to Randy about a month ago. He still folds his shirts back two twists, so they're halfway up his forearms.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Randy is about 40 now, or 41.
Know where it came from.
Yeah, I told him.
Oh, okay.
Well, because he was saying, "Oh, you know who taught me how to do this?" He said, "You know, my mom taught me how to do this." And I said, cleared my throat. You know, so I told him the provenance of this two turns, so it's halfway up your forearms thing. But Frank Tiesel had this International Harvester pickup truck, this old red thing with a lift tailgate, Tommy lift tailgate, so he could really do some heavy duty lifting.
Okay.
And he would acquire these old pistons with piston rings from Lord knows what engine repair shop. And so going home to Joe's house after Samuel High, you know, the 12th grade, entailed going into the backyard, and Joe would put on these heavy chrome tanned leather gloves and rip the hardened steel piston rings off of these aluminum cylinders, pistons, and separate out the steel from the aluminum, because in big 55-gallon barrels that you would then lift into the back of this International Harvester pickup truck with the Tommy lift.
Right.
Because he'd recycle these things.
Yeah.
But like for mega money. Not mega money.
Mega money, no, for peanuts.
Tens of dollars.
Yeah.
Not hundreds, tens of dollars.
But that's how
and this added up to part of their income. And he was the kind of guy that would pay attention to how long ago he bought a highway flare. And if the highway flare had been purchased too long ago, that meant that it may not be reliable, and he had to have reliable highway flares, because he's a blue-collar kind of guy that had highway flares that would be sure to work.
Oh, this is cool.
And so he would go through his International Harvester pickup truck with Tommy lift and decide that the highway flares were too old. They still might work, but he wanted ones that would work.
And thank God he never needed to use them.
Yeah, because he was the kind of guy who probably might need a highway flare that did work on a regular basis.
For somebody else, though.
Yeah, for somebody else. You know, somebody else has a problem. He's the guy with highway flares. Well, Dad was kind of like that, but Frank was really like that.
Many six-packs of beer in the back of his, in the back of the car, which he gave to people who were, I remember that, with Robert when we were driving along in the Sierra Nevadas.
Who is this?
Dad.
Oh, Dad, I'm talking about Frank.
Yeah, but I
want to
hear this.
Just a sec. Yeah, so Frank would go through his flares and decide that these are too old, and he would replace them with new ones. And these older ones were lying around, and they still maybe would light, maybe wouldn't. And these flares were rated at 15-minute flares or 20-minute flares. Mm-hmm. I think this one was a 20-minute flare. And I thought, fine, 20 minutes. Hey, this is cool. So this is like a timer. And so he took one of these 20-minute flares, and he lit it. And he and I jammed the thing into the rear axle of my 3-speed Schwinn. And I raced home to see if I could make it in 20 minutes.
Oh, so cool.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding.
I had no idea. That's very cool. Wow. That's very cool.
So did you make it?
I don't remember.